Well, good day to you from Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College, and today we have a Growth Points video. I'm excited to share a few thoughts with you. Last night we had a high school basketball game, a college basketball game away, and in just a few moments I'll be teaching my college class and then driving down to our annual couples retreat. And so we're in a busy time of ministry, and yet today I want to speak to you about some of the core convictions of a spiritual leader. Sometimes when you get busy and you're running like I am today from event to event, it's really easy to forget some of the basic foundational convictions upon which we build a ministry. And so today I thought I'd just share two that I was meditating on earlier this morning in my devotional time, some things that I trust will be a blessing to you. The first conviction that you must have as a spiritual leader is the conviction to maintain personal integrity, to maintain your personal integrity. We've all heard the stories of men whose integrity was sabotaged by their own neglect, really, as they thought they were doing such a great thing by being busy for God. They forgot that God did not create us to be a human doing, but a human being, somebody that's being real with Him. And so when it comes to the matter of integrity, that's a matter of personal commitment on my part to walk with the Lord, to walk in His Word, to walk in honesty. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. You know, one of the ways we destroy personal heart integrity is by simply getting into the mode of doing what we're doing because it looks right to the crowd, it looks right to our friends. Pleasing men is a trap. It's a trap that will sabotage integrity every single time. The Bible is very clear that we're not to do what we do with that goal of pleasing men in mind, but that we're to do the will of God from the heart and the work of God from the heart. Someone said a victory won at the expense of our integrity is no victory at all. In other words, you may have a great success in ministry in the next week or two, but if you, along the way to that success, neglect time in prayer, time with the Lord, have a heart of anger, have a heart of covetousness, you're really defeating yourself. Even though you may have looked good in that moment of victory, really you're losing the battle for integrity. Don't forget who we serve. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And remember that Jesus repudiates status seeking. He's not impressed with our status amongst men. He's looking to know what is our relationship with Him. So the first core conviction is maintain your walk of integrity as you build the ministry. Secondly, I just want to challenge you along this line, don't sacrifice your family on the altar of ministry. Make sure today that you've spent some time loving those kids, encouraging your wife or your husband. Just make sure that you are truly reaching out and edifying your family. The Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. Remember concerning your wife that the church is Christ's bride, not your bride. The church is Christ's bride. Years ago, a wise pastor said to me, look, Paul, you can get another church, but you can't get another bride. Take care of your bride. And so make sure that you're understanding that foundationally, integrity and family life have everything to do with a life and even a ministry that pleases the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you serve Him today, and we're looking forward to seeing many of you at the Spiritual Leadership Conference the second week of June, and many others of you perhaps in April to the Youth Conference. Until then, may God richly bless you.